We are at the end of Siman Resh Mem Dalid. We're up to Siv Vav. We had learned the halacha that in any malacha that is mefursemes to be a Jew's, you are not to go and give the job over to a non-Jew bekablonis for a flat rate. Because of Maris Ayin, people will think that you hired him for the day and you told him to do malacha on Shabbos. One exception we have here is Siv Vav. Yehudi hakone meches umaskir lo in Yehudi lekabel meches b'Shabbos. The way it used to work was the government would give taxes, and what they did with the tax, what they did in tax collection was, how were they going to get the taxes collected? The government would sell the tax to somebody for a flat rate, and that somebody would then go and collect the money and keep the taxes. In other words, the government would end up not getting the taxes. They would get what they could sell the tax for. They would get that money. And the private individual who bought the tax goes around collecting it and keeps it. Now, a Jew bought that right. There are all kinds of things that are going on Shabbos that would make people required to pay tax. So if the Jew doesn't collect his taxes on Shabbos, he loses them. The fear is that if we're not going to be matir, having him sell that right to a non-Jew for Shabbos, or something else, we'll see what that is, or paying the non-Jew for bringing in taxes, if we're not going to be matir that, the fear is that the Jew will himself start collecting taxes, and he'll be writing things down, and he'll be over on Daraisis. Therefore, we are makel here on the Isser of Maris Ayin, b'mokom hefsid, to prevent the person from doing a malacha. This is the Shita of the Beis Yosef. The Mishtabur brings the Magen Avraham and the Taz, who say that Chazal were matir this just to prevent the loss. Even if there's no chash that you're going to go write, lamushal, the kind of tax that no one writes, like in the olden days there were things where you'd have to give a certain percentage of food. So that is not something that anyone records. So there's no chash that the Jew is going to be over the Araisa. Nevertheless, in order that he not lose the money, Chazal were makel. Once again, this is only true for the Isser of Maris Ayin. This is not true for Schir Yom. To mamish tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos, because it's a makom hefsid, that we will not be matir. So what does it say? It is mutter to go and sell the non-Jew. Now you're not selling him the right. What you're doing is you're hiring, you're contracting him for the job. Meaning, every certain amount of money that he brings in, he gets a flat rate for. So imu bikabolis, dainu shaomalok, shatigva mea dinrim, etin lechakach vakach, I will pay you a certain amount for the 100 dinrim that you are collecting. So the non-Jew does the malach on Shabbos in order to earn money. I'm not telling him that he's got to do it on Shabbos alone. Hagav v'cheinyucho lahaskir ha-meches l'chol ha-shabosos le'ini Yehudi, ve'ini Yehudi yikach ha-revach sh'shabosos li'atzmo. Or you can sell him the profits of Shabbos altogether. I'm selling you all the taxes and you pay me a flat rate. That's also mutter. So we're not afraid that everyone's going to say, oh, he's collecting money for the Jew. The makam seda kahaygav no lo choshishu. Because in a makam hefsid, they were not choshish. So that is the first case. And once again, to go hire him for Shabbos alone and tell him he's got to do malach on Shabbos, that's also under all circumstances. That's also nikar ad-din, and we are not matir that b'mokum pseida. There is a machlokis with regard to the din of schar Shabbos, b'mokum hefsid gadol. The Magen Avraham is matir, and the Magen Avraham asers, and the Taz is matir. Going further, the Yisrael hamamuna al matbeya shel melech. A Jew has the franchise to minting the coins for the king. So dino kedin hamamuna al meches. There too, there's a real hefsid. The afal pi shemashmiim kol b'shabes b'hakos hamatbeya. You hear them minting the coins. The machines make a lot of noise. Nevertheless, it is mutter. Shelo yeshiv haYisrael ubo v'yizor shlo yeshiv haYisrael eislein hidu b'shabes k'sha'osin melach to b'matbeya or b'kabbalas hameches. As long as the Jew isn't sitting there. Well, the Mishtabur brings down the Jew can actually sit there to make sure nobody steals, but he shouldn't be actually involved. He shouldn't sit next to him and shouldn't be involved managing it. But if he's not really managing it, and he's just there to make sure that nobody steals, that would be permissible. So here too, because of Hefsid, Chazal allowed it done b'kablonis, which is either that you pay him for a certain amount of coins that were minted, but he did not have to do them on Shabbos, or you sell him the right to mint it, and he gets paid by the government for it, and he paid you a flat right for getting that franchise.